Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. You are now tuned in to Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. I am Evangelist Hayes. It is Sunday, March the 19th, 2017. It is a little after 7 a.m. in the morning. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a good day to be alive. And it is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice in it, and I will be extremely glad about it because he gave me another chance. He woke me up this morning, closed in my right eye with the use and activities of all my limbs. Because you know what? God changes not. And I'm so grateful for him. I'm so grateful that I can search this world high and low, and I can't find nobody greater, and nobody do me like he do me. So I'm glad to be here this morning. I'm glad that God has given me another opportunity to come forward out here on this platform to carry his word today. I'm glad that I am a witness for God. I'm glad that God chose to use me in this season of my life. I'm glad about it. So I just wanted to let you know that I'm happy about it. I'm happy. I'm happy in Jesus. I'm happy in the joy that God has given me, you know. And then when I listen to Sean Mitchell and his song Joy, it says that there's beauty in my brokenness. I got joy instead of pain. You know what? And then you become free. So when we let God do what God do, even though we don't understand it, even though we're being broken, but it tells us in Isaiah where it says that we have to be in the potter's hand and let him do whatever way he wants to do. Something he has to do is over again, you all. And sometimes we, you know, some of us needed to be broken. I needed to be broken. But I tell you, in my brokenness, God gave me joy. Way down deep in my soul, try him for yourself. I'm going to go into prayer, and then I'm going to share with you what I have today. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you to say thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. I'm grateful, Father God, for everything. I'm grateful for the good, the bad, whatever it is, Father God. I'm grateful because you are in control, Father God. I'm thanking you, Father God, for keeping me in the hollow of your hand. Thank you, Father God, for each and every person that will tune in, Father God, to hear your word this morning, God, that you will bless them and give them what they need. The table is spread it this morning, Father God, and let them come and eat what they need, Father God, for their spiritual filledness, Father God. I'm asking, God, that you will come and have thy own way, Father. Sit in the midst of us this morning and direct and orchestrate your word, Father God, that it may bless your people, Father God, because there is no greater than you, Father God. We can look high and low. No matter where we look, it's nobody greater than you, and you change us not, Father God. And for that, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for everything and everybody. Now, Father God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O God, my strength and my redeemer. Thank you, Father God, for anointing me for this appointed time. Thank you for right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray unto you right now, God. Thank you, God, that you may be glorified for what I do. And as I decrease, that you would increase, that you may be glorified. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Oh, bless God, bless God, bless him. Well, this morning, as I said, this is Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. And God bless you. And if you would like to call in, I do have a call-in number. The number is area code 215-383-3979. You can feel free to call in, and as soon as I complete the lesson, I will open the key up and give you an opportunity to talk about the goodness of God, to talk about that you know that God changes not, to talk about that you know that God is forever, and to talk about how good God has been to you, to talk about how good God was to you in spite of you. Hallelujah. And to show how faithful God has been to us. I'm going to go to Isaiah 43:10. It says, ye are my witness, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I chose, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. And before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. So do you understand that before God there was none, after God there will not be none? God is God. God is the beginning and the end. He is Alpha, Omega, that it ain't no ending and there's no beginning with him, that there's nobody greater than him. We got to get that way down deep in our souls, y'all. We got to understand that. We got to understand that we serve a mighty, powerful God. We got to understand that we serve the God of the whole universe. We got to understand that God controls everything and everybody. And God, and they have to get permission from God to do what they do. And when God says that there's enough, he stops it. When God says stop, they have to stop. When God speaks, they must move according to the commandments that God gives. So that's what we have to keep in mind. And the subject today is yesterday, today, and forever. And do you know that God was the same way yesterday? He's the same today, and he's going to be the same way forever. There's no changing in God. There's no failing God. And God is not a God that he should lie. He will not change. He can't change because his word said it. And his word does not come back void. And if he said it, I believe him. So we need to trust in God. We need to understand that whatever situation that we were in on yesterday, God brought us through there to today. If you are having problems today with different things going on in your life, say you got problems with drugs, you got problems with alcohol, you got problems with permissive sex, lying, cheating, mistreating, whatever it is, God is the God that can help you. Take it to God. Ask God to create in you a clean heart and renew a right spirit in you and to cast down everything in you that's not of him, and he will do it. We have to be willing to go, and then we have to walk in obedience to the way that God leads us to do it. Because he's not doing it the way you think it should be done, you have to follow the instructions that God gives you from the Holy Ghost. That's why when Jesus left here, he left us a comforter. And the Holy Ghost will bring all things back to our remembrance. Even the things that you think you don't know, the Holy Ghost will bring it, and he will quicken your spirit. We have to understand that. We got to get in line with what the Word of God is saying. We got to stop going with our opinions. We have to let opinions go and say, what did the Word of God say? If it is not, we're not in line with the Word of God, I don't care who's doing it, it's wrong. We have to understand that God has put everything in place. He is the God of the whole universe. He has everything in order, and we have to understand that. And we have to be mindful of the things we say, and we have to be mindful of the things that we do. We cannot be just out here following the crowd and don't know where the crowd's going, because the crowd will take you straight to hell. And ain't no return, and it's a one-way ticket, you all. And when we go before that throne and we tell God all about it, he already knows, because you know they got the books open, right? They're writing, right? Everything we do is being recorded, whether it's good or bad. So when you go before God, I wanted to say that you've been a good and faithful servant and that you knew that he changes not. So we have to line up with what the Word of God is saying. It says, because we are God's witnesses, we don't have to fear. The only thing we have to do is know what his word say. And Isaiah 41 and 10, it says, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. For I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea. I will help thee, yea. I will uphold thee with the right hand of righteousness. Oh, my God, that's a promise, you all. That's a promise to us that believe that he has not changed, that he will never change, and that if we call on it, we can get an answer. God is not like we are. Watch the caller IDs, and then when it's a person calling that you're not fond of or you don't want to be bothered with, you won't even answer the call, or either you're about to answer the call. God don't do that. When we call on him, we get an answer. It may not always be the answer you want, but I tell you, in the right season, it will be the right word for you. If you trust in God, because there is no failure in God, and God makes no mistakes, and we have to understand that if he is the beginning, he is the end, he sees all in between. So when God changes your plans, let him change it, because he sees all. He's omnipotent. He can do anything. He's everywhere. No matter what's going on, he's in it. So when you're gossiping or whispering or you're in your sin and you're deceiving people, God sees all of that. And he's not pleased with us, you all. We got to come out of it. We got to learn. We have to want a heart to please God and not man. We have to stop trying to please a man, because man has no heaven or hell to put us in. Because we are going to go before the king one day. And it's going to be just me and him. My midnight is going to come one day. Your midnight is going to come one day. And you want to go before the King of God, and you want him to say, well done, my good and faithful servant, and get the crown of life. That's what we're working for. That's why I'm witnessing to you. That's why I'm bringing the good news to you. That's why I'm telling you that if you're outbound, get inbound with God. If you need to turn, turn to God. If you need help, ask God, and He'll do it. And don't get me wrong, God will put people in your life to help you for a season, but God is there every season. Trust Him and watch Him make a difference in your life. And also here in Isaiah 41 and 4, this came out the Message. I really like this, the way they put this. It says, who did this? Who made it happen? Who always get things started? I did, God. I am first on the scene, and I'm also the last to leave the scene. My God from Zion. He's first on the scene, and He's last to leave. So whatever He say, if He say you should live and not die, you should live and not die. It's whatever God say. You got to understand that you are serving a true and living God, and He will not forsake you. He will not leave us because He promised He wouldn't do it. And you know what? That makes my soul happy. I'm happy about it. Then in Isaiah 44, and 6, it says, thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and His Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last, and besides me there is no God. It ain't nobody beside Him. Can't nobody overrule God. Like, we can overrule Trump, but we can't overrule God. You can overrule the mayor. You try to overrule your mom. You overrule the teachers. But you can't overrule God. Oh, my God from Zion. You can't do nothing if God say yes, it's a yes. If He says no, it's no. You can't overrule Him. Who are you going to tell on Him? Who are you going to go to? You can't. He's forever. And He's in control. And it's just what He say. My God from Zion. And then here in Isaiah 44 and 8, it says, fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time, and have declared it, that ye are even my witness? Is there any God besides me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. It's none. Nobody. Searches were high and low. You won't ever find anybody, nothing and nobody greater than God. God is God. And he in His stats proves who He is. He can do whatever He wants. He turns the king's heart. Whatever God say that it is settled in heaven. Oh, my God. Can man say that? No. Only God can say that because God is God. And we have to really, really keep our minds focused on that. And you have to know that if you are chosen to be a witness from God, you better be about your work. Because you know what? You're going to be accountable for what you don't do and what you do do. Because God has given us all an assignment. What did God tell you to do? What should you be doing today? And what are you not doing? If God came back right now, will He catch you with your work undone? Will He find you doing what He told you to do? Or will you be a busybody going left and right in somebody else's business? Or will you be about your Father's business? If He returned right now, what would He find you doing? That's a question all of us need to answer, because all of us are going to bow before the King. Every knee is going to bow before the throne of Jesus Christ. And we're going to be accountable for what we do in these bodies, whether it's good or bad. We better line up with what the Word of God said, and we better start praying for a revelation of His Word and stop reading the letter and start asking for the Spirit of His Word. And watch God make a difference when He gives it to you. And everything will be okay. In Isaiah 55 and 4, it says, behold, I have given Him for a witness to the people and a leader and commandment to the people. My God. He got the leader set up, you all. When we got these pastors, we got pastors, we got bishops, all these names that we have, God has anointed and ordained people to be in place now, you all. God has His leaders in place, not the ones that's put in their stuff in place, but the ones that were sent that God sent. And He has His prophets on the land. You may not believe that. We have them just like they were with Jeremiah Nehemiah, all of them, they right here now, Micah, all of, we have prophets like that, you all. Y'all better acknowledge it. We better take hold to what God is telling us. He's telling us because he's coming back. He's coming back. We better get ready. And I know you said, oh, they've been saying that since you was a little kid. Oh, they were sitting there waving for it. But I'm telling you, he's coming back. And the reason he hasn't coming back, because he's giving me a chance to get my, to finish getting my stuff together. And I'm telling you, if you're not trying to get yourself together with God, I would do it. And I'm telling you that we need to stop examining each other and start examining ourselves and ask God, what is it? Ask God to create us in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. We need to start. We need to start getting on our knees, you all. We need to put these phones down, you all, and start picking up the phone that we know we're going to get an answer, that the person is in control of doing everything. We need to call on God, and we will get an answer. Why are we witness for the Lord Jesus? To tell the world about a Savior who paid it all for us in full. To tell them the good news of Jesus Christ. That he paid it all for me and you. And he did it without even mumbling or grumbling or complaining. And when they hung him high, he never said a mumbling word. He got up there for me and he got up there for you. But he got up. And he got up with all power. And that he has all power to control the beginning and the end of all things in our lives, no matter what it is. I don't care how long it's been going on. I don't care how long, or you say, oh, it's going to last as long as God says so. Because when God says that it stopped, it stopped. And if it's still going on, you have to get the lesson. Ask God what the lesson is in it. Ask God, what is it that you need to be doing in it? And learn how to work in the season of uncomfortableness. And when God moves you away from something, be comfortable in and ask God to lead you and guide you to what you're supposed to do. Nobody wants to leave where they're familiar with. Nobody. But God moves us when it's our season to move. He moves us so we can do and walk in obedience to what he has called us here to do. That is part of your destiny and your journey. So stop kicking against God and ask God, what is it that you would have me to do today for the kingdom of God? And watch him answer. And some would say, oh, you went all the way through. You were just in the Old Testament. Ain't nothing in the New Testament. Well, I bear you the difference. In Revelation 1:8, it says, I am Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end, said the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty God. Hallelujah. See that? It's the beginning, Genesis to Revelation. My dad always said that. You can't take the new and don't take the old, and you can't take the new and don't get the old. You know what I'm saying? You can't take one without the other. You got to go Revelation to Genesis and then Genesis to Revelation. You got to take it all because it's all. You got to eat on it all, and you watch, don't it make a difference in your life? And you know what? It's something in both. And if you go and you cross the scriptures, you will see a lot that said in the Old Testament is right here in the New Testament. But we have to pray for the revelation, and we have to ask God to direct us and to give us what he's saying to us. Because a lot of times we don't want to understand because we want to put our own understanding with it, but woe unto them that do that. We cannot change not one thing that God has in this world because he had it written the way he wanted it written, and we have to live according to the way he's put it there. Because in the beginning was God and God, and the Word was God. So we have to keep in mind that we are not doing anything but lining up with what the Word of God is telling us to do and to ask him for an understanding and grant you the wisdom of his words. Revelation 1:17, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me and said unto me, fear not, I am the first and I am the last. My God, do we understand that we in his midst, we're in the midst of God, and when he put his hands on us, or when he does something in our life, even if we don't like it, it's okay, because he is the beginning. He is the end. We have to understand that. We got to stand on the promises of Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Revelation 22 and 13. Here, it just keep on coming back with it. I am Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He wants us to be clear on who he is. He wants us to know that he is the first and the last. He wants us to know that he's the beginning and the end and everything in between. He got all that too. We got to be clear on this, you all. We got to stop going to people trying to override what God has said. They can't do it. No, God sent us. We're God's servants. We got to walk in obedience to what God says, not to what man says. It says, it is Jehovah, the first and with the last. This is with the last generation, he shall be the same. So it doesn't matter how many generations, from my mama's generation to her mother's generation, back to her mother's generation, on back, on back, on back, and then come back this way. My generation, generations to come, my son's generation, his generation after, and on and on and on. He's not going to change you all. He was the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's not going to change. We got to be clear on this here. We got to understand that we're serving a true and living God. And he's in full control. And he don't need nobody's help. If he say it's to be, it's going to be. Get it in your soul. Get that way down deep in your soul. And watch him make a difference in your life, as he's making a difference in my life. And whatever you need, God got it. Ask him, and he'll do it. And if he don't do what you're praying for, he'll do it better, because he can see it. He sees everything. He knows everything. We got to get that in our sanctified spirits, you all. We got to know that. And in my closing today, people, we must know that God changes not. People change, but God don't. We have to hold on to his unchanging hand and watch him and build all our hope on him. Build all your hope on Christ. And what you're going to do for Christ is going to last. It says, Hebrews 13 and 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, my God. He keeps on telling you who he is. Wake up, you all. Get it. Get it in your spirit. Way down deep in your spirit. It says, for Jesus does not change yesterday, today, tomorrow. He is always totally himself. He's just who he say he is. He said he's Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Whoever he say he is, that's who he is. Your father, your dad, whatever you choose to call him, he's that. He changes not. Get that way down deep in your spirit, in whatever situation you're in right now, whether it's good or bad, he's there. He's always there. Call on him. He hears you. And he will see about you. Just when you need him the most, he's going to show up and show out. Because that's the type of God he is. I thank you. I just want you to know, get it in your spirit, that God changes not. Just know that you can call on him. Take it to the king. So you can search his word high and low. You ain't going to find no greater. No greater. And watch him make a difference in your life as he's making a difference in my life. And ask him to create in you a clean heart and renew a right spirit. Ask God to let you decrease as he increases in you. Ask God to lead and guide you. Ask God to put you where you need to be. Ask God to cover you in his precious blood. Ask him to open your eyes and give you a revelation of his word. And watch him do it. Because that's the kind of God he is. He will do it for me, and he will do it for you. And when God answers you, take it. That's why I like Romans 8 and 28 so much, because it says, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and call according to his purpose. That was his purpose back yesterday, today, and forever. Whatever God's purpose is, it does not change. God's word don't change for nobody. We have to get clear on this. And we have to understand it. And we have to be grateful. And we have to be thankful that he loves us just where we are. And that he has not forgotten about you. God knows your name. God knows every string of hair in your head. He knows when you lose one. He knows what you're going through. He understands what you're going through. You wouldn't be able to stand or endure it if he was not with you. Stay steadfast in Jesus Christ and watch him make a difference in your life. I thank you, and I pray that something was said that will help you along your way with the word that I've given to you from the God above. And I ask God to bless this word, that whenever the person hear it, that they would get it way down deep in themselves. Forget who the servant is. Forget who's bringing the message. Get it way down deep in your soul that God is forever the beginning and the end. And it's nothing too hard for him. Nothing. Turn your life over to him. Give your life to him. And watch God make a difference in your life. And as I always do before I open up today, I'm led to do it before I do the prayer. As I always do, I tell you to go to Romans 10:9 and confess your sins to Christ. Turn your life back over. Even the backsliders, you know, he's married to them. He was married to me when I was in the backslidden state. He ain't forgot about you either. He didn't forget about me. Go there and confess your sins. Ask God to put you in the church you need to be in or where you need to be at or which ministry you need to be walking with. Ask him to direct your step, and he will do it. God will make a difference in your life if you just ask. Don't be afraid. He's right there. He's right there to hold your hand. He's right there no matter what it is. God is right there. So go to Romans 10:9 and give your life back to Christ and get back up under the banner and get back up under the protection. Yes, because where you was years ago, that was yesterday, he still ain't changed today where you are today, and he has not changed for where you're going. He is right where you're good now. You're good for the picking now because you know what you need to do, and you turn your life back over to Christ and watch him make a difference in your life. Father God, I come to you as humbly as I know how this morning, thanking you, Father God, for allowing me, thy servant, to carry this word. As I decrease, Father, as your anointing set on me this morning to carry this word, that this will bless someone along their way, Father God. Whether they hear it now or they hear 10 years from today, Father God, that when they hear, this word will be for them, Father God, and that you will help them, God. Help those that's hungry for you, Father, and thirsting after you and chasing after you, Father God. Please bless them to hear your word and to pray for a revelation of your word, that you will lead them and guide them and show them in the way in which you want them to go, Father God, that you change us not, Father God, that your unchanging hands is there, and that we hold on to you, and you will do just what we ask. Thank you for being the beginning and the end. Thank you that you are Alpha, Omega. Thank you, God. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for not leaving me in my mess. Thank you for guiding me. Thank you, Father God. Let this word be a blessing unto someone today, Father God, as it has blessed me, your servant, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that I am a sanctified witness for you, Father God, that you may be glorified for what I do. Thank you, God, for all that you've done. I'm grateful, Father God. I'm thankful. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank you, Father God. And you know, Father God, I just want to just say thank you. I say thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Because, you know, you are God all by yourself. Nobody greater than you, Father God. No matter where we go, no matter how we look, no matter who we call on, nobody's greater than you. Nobody. And as I close out, Lord, thank you for receiving this prayer, Father God. And as I always say, if you need to talk with me, you can always call me at 708-715-4545. Or you can go to my email address, walkingingodspurposeministry@gmail.com. Or you can go for something that's new and exciting. You can go to my new website, same address, new website. I will be opening it up either today or tomorrow. Go there, sign the book. I made it a little bit more easier to get through and a little quicker to get through. Go and then let me know how you appreciate it, if it's any help to you. You know, just let me know if it helps anybody. If it made a difference, if you saw the old one, let me know how you feel about the one that God has given me to redo it. And that it may be a blessing to you as it is blessing me as I walk my journey. So I just thank you, and I thank God for allowing me to come forward one more time. And as I get ready to leave, I will talk to you on next week, if God says so. To God be the glory. And as always, let us love on purpose. Let us love each other on purpose, because I'm telling you all, love is going to see us through, because God is love. And believe me, he has not changed. He will not change. To God be the glory. God bless you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater, no. Nobody greater than you. Just all hope. High and low, still can't find nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and my ears ahead. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Thank you.
All over.
Find nobody. Look high and low. You couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Jesus. Nobody greater than you. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than Jesus. Nobody greater than you. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Woo! Nobody.
Nobody greater.
Your hands and say that with us tonight. Come on, nobody great.
Nobody great.